This is program number LW2188. Well, let me tell you today about a fellow who stood for something, and it got him into trouble. Hi, this is Larry West. Sven Eriksson is his name. You spell his first name S-V-E-N. Sven is a veteran of the Vietnam War. While he was on a reconnaissance mission one day, some of his buddies kidnapped a pretty teenage Vietnamese girl. They planned to have some fun with her for a few days, and then they planned to dispose of the evidence. Her. Well, Sven refused to join in on the fun. His buddies brutally raped her, and then they killed her. It made Sven furious. He turned his buddies in to the authorities. Then his buddies turned on him. But Sven stood up. He almost got shot down, but he stood up anyway. Daniel Lang tells of Sven's experience in Vietnam in his book entitled Casualties of War. And in it, he tells how Sven was convinced that once he turned the fellows in, the crime would be quickly punished. But it wasn't. Instead, Sven was advised to keep quiet. Don't buck the system, they said. And Mr. Lang tells how Sven narrowly escaped being killed himself. And that's where Sven's courage really stood out. He persisted, and finally the men involved were given prison sentences. It's not that Sven was afraid. He was. Afraid of the two men who stabbed and shot the girl, afraid of their friends, afraid of other people not understanding. Quite frankly, though, I'm afraid of people who don't stand up, who don't stand up for what's right. You know, it's been said that more harm has been done in the world by weak men than by wicked men. Sven isn't weak. He's a bigger and better man than some of his military buddies. And he can live at peace with himself, you know, down deep inside, knowing that he stood for the right, even though the pressures mounted against him. Someone has said that the essence of courage is not that your heart should not quake, but that nobody else should know that it does. Plato, ancient Plato, once said that courage is a special kind of knowledge, the knowledge of how to fear what ought to be feared and not to fear what ought not to be feared. Sven apparently had that knowledge. He feared more the crime going unpunished than he did his guilty buddies standing against him. Courage. It's saying no when the crowd says yes. Yeah, that's courage. But more than that, it's determination. It's when your buddies say, yes, you will, and gritting your teeth, you say, no, I won't. Now that's courage. Winston Churchill, when he was up in years, was invited to give the commencement address at his old alma mater. The day came, he moved to the platform, and his command of respect hushed the audience. There he stood with the face of a bulldog, yet with the heart of a lion. He leaned upon the decades past and saw himself in that audience. And what he did that day shocked everyone. With a low, almost inaudible voice, he began speaking. I say he began speaking. He started with just one word. He said, never. Then there he stood. He stood like a granite stone, a full minute more. Never, he repeated with a solid thud. And then two more minutes passed. No one moved in that audience. You could have heard a pin drop. Finally, he shouted, never give in. And that's my challenge for you today. Never give in. Stand for what's right. I'm Larry West with World Radio. And I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Follow Jesus Christ. I mean, he's the one who walked into a temple one day, a place he claimed as his father's house, and saw that the guys there had turned it into just a marketplace, you know, a real discount center. So he went out and made a whip out of cords. Then he marched back in there and turned over tables, scattered money, and drove them all out. He stood for what he knew was right. Hey, follow Jesus. He's your goal. He's your strength. He's your motivation. Stand for his kind of right. That's the only kind there is. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71294.